All right, just real quick here, some company updates. I don't have the desire to do a full episode or a full update, even though looks like we're charting in New Zealand and Israel and a couple other countries where I didn't realize we had so much support. Unfortunately, you're coming to this adventure like at the end, right? It's like you're watching Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is they're fleeing the island, and there's almost nothing left of the dinosaurs, of the attractions on the island. It would have been great if you had started at the beginning. And so there's 2 years of episodes that are up on this show, on this podcast feed, wherever you're listening. Go through the last 2 years, listen to all the research. I've been told it's great stuff. At the height of my game, which was 2018, early 2019. We were literally just like a 5 minute walk from the White House, and we were putting out some of the best political podcasts of really the last decade. I don't consider myself a journalistic conservative, but since Andrew Breitbart, back since he barked up the tree as some of these internationalist trillionaire families and their penchant for literal Satanism. Since he started tweeting about that stuff and then had an untimely heart attack meeting a contact in a bar in DC in his early 40s, right? Leaving behind his Breitbart empire. Since that guy, which was literally a decade ago, actually 11 years ago, 2011, I think is when he died, there hasn't been anybody that hard-hitting aside from Michael Hastings, who died in some really weird Mercedes-Benz explosion where the car just caught on fire and the media made it seem like that just happens nowadays. New cars have issues. Move along. And I don't know what ultimately led to his demise. I don't know what little morsel of truth he came across that caused him to be obviously killed off by whoever hacked his fucking car, right? I mean, just overwhelmingly weird. And since then, how many journalists have died in weird acceleration crashes like that? Zero. So Michael Hastings, Andrew Breitbart, and then our company, not just me, because I was just the public face of a great research team. And feel like definitely the pandemic has killed the interest in the topics we were talking about. And I don't really respect people who can't pivot. In fact, quite the opposite. I think the person who adapts is more intelligent in a business sense. And we see so many different opportunities in crypto and P2P finance and helping out law enforcement with basically blockchain analysis, selling out to the man more or less. I see so much more opportunity in that than in beating an old drum that's completely true. If you want to look into the topics we were talking about, again, there's 2 years of episodes that for the moment are up on this feed and are completely free. And if you listen to them through Podbay, right, go to podbay.fm and search for the name of the show, Fulcrum. Search for that, and you can download right from their website the actual MP3 files, just so you have a copy if something happens to them. But all this stuff is, in a sense, quaint. It's all quaint. It's all outdated. And we're the weirdest of the three superpowers. And all the occult stuff, if we end up having a world war, it'll ultimately benefit us. It's ultimately a source of perverse strength in a way. The Russian space agency recently threatened to pull support, or they may have already pulled support, I'm not sure, for the launches to the International Space Station. They said the Americans can rely on their broomsticks. Ride your broomsticks to space. And obvious reference to the fact that they think we're like witches and warlocks and stuff. We're into the occult. And so of the three superpowers, it's not like I have a choice. If there's a war, I'll side with the home territory. I'll side with my own country, even though I have issues with the banking class here and the ruling class and all that. Ultimately, they let crypto come in. That Joe Biden executive order, I guess nobody's really smart enough to see it yet. That was the banking class waving the white flag, or at least bringing us to the table, making us feel like we're equals right before we head into this disastrous world war, which, I mean, intuitively, I'm not convinced we'll win. But we're not by any means like the weakest of the three. Again, the occult stuff is our wild card. The fact that our elites can sip on some Adreno and get in contact with God knows what, certainly not God, but get in touch with some demonic shit and get it done, get her done. That's what we need. That's ultimately what the Nazis were experimenting with toward the end of World War II, supposedly, right? Those random trips to the Himalayas and stuff. They were in search of occult artifacts and occult knowledge. I'm like, what is the nature of our world? How do we influence it, etc. And then rather than all those people being executed, which would have happened in a reasonable world, they became CIA officers. And the ones who were involved in the Nazi space program became NASA scientists. And so the US is like the soft continuation of the occult R&D arm of the Germans. The more I'm not saying that the whole country's, tied into that because our country's much older. Our country's 200 something years old. But the modern day America, where it draws a lot of its strength from, is from all that occult secret knowledge, in my humble opinion, right? Agencies like DARPA, which literally created the internet, created the early version of the internet. These agencies draw on a lot of minds who are basically fucking Nazis. And doesn't mean they're necessarily even against Jewish people or anything. It's just they're literally the descendants of many of those Nazi officials. And so of course, Russia, it's not like they're perfect. They're just the descendants of fucking Soviet mass slaughterers who gave their people no rights. So it's not like they have the moral high ground. But anyway, I wanted to say if somebody wants to buy this company, we want to do like a daily format. Both video and here on the podcast. We want to do a daily format, and we have a couple of different hosts in mind who already have their own followings that we can fold into this. And I think there's real opportunity. I think so much of the Western-facing media has become just shrill propaganda that anybody with an IQ above a certain kind of midwit level, they just can't engage with open propaganda, with blatant bullshit. And so there's an opportunity for capturing the people who are somewhat immune to all that crap and giving them what they're finding elsewhere, but giving it to them in a very professional manner. The hosts we have in mind are not like Alex Jones types. They're like former Huffington Post and AOL colleagues, very legit people. And some former friends in Los Angeles that have huge followings. So these are the people we're looking at because I feel like the media, even though it makes me less money than crypto, if we totally lose the media, we've lost everything. It's not even worth winning a world war against Russia if we don't have media choice in America and Europe. Just fucking let them take over, whatever. We'll watch RT all day. We'll watch fucking Lee Camp and Abby Martin flirt with each other on RT. And call it a day, you know? So if we want a real society, as the former CTO of Coinbase says, you want to build an admirable society. That's how the West gets through this, is by creating a place where we actually want to live. And so if that's the goal, we need media choice. So somebody should buy us. I'm already retired. I'll stay on as an advisor for a year or two to make sure it all fits. And let's do this. Let's do something that's an alternative because we're charting right now without even trying. And again, I'm only doing this because we're right now a top show in Israel and New Zealand. And I figure if we can turn this into some more book sales, by all means. And actually, that's the point of this episode is thank you to Amazon for giving me this cool author page. I'll link to it. But got our own author page now that has a roundup of the books we've put out over the last 10 years. And give them a read. Now's the time. Again, go through the old episodes of this show and go through the Kindle and paperback archive over on Amazon. Because now is the time to catch up on all this stuff. Again, it's all becoming quaint, kind of outdated knowledge. And in the run-up to possible global conflict, nobody cares about the dirty undies of the old banking families that are invalidated by crypto anyways. Right, Bankman-Fried, who's like my age, and Brian Armstrong at Coinbase, also in his 30s. These are the new Rothschilds. These are the new Rockefellers. Right, when crypto 10Xs, those are the most powerful people on the planet. And so ultimately, it's only like a matter of personal curiosity what the old people are into, because now we have a new class of people to contend with. And to learn from. And so that's that. Just want to give you guys an update. And again, link will be in description to this awesome, I don't know what to call it, I guess almost like a portal that we have up on Amazon now with all the top-rated books we've put out over the last couple of, actually now more than that, over the last 10 years. So thank you.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.